Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Splitter.
Jiggle.
Jiggle the
give it a,
splitter.
Give it a little
that
jiggle.
That definitely sounded highly sexual.
Turn the one that's pointing directly at me,
yeah.
Twist it a little bit.
Jiggle the splitter.
There. Check.
All right, we're live.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Steve, you talk on the mic.
Hey, can I jiggle
all right,
the
good.
Splitter?
We're good.
Jiggle the splitter.
Jiggle the splitter.
Jiggle that
splitter. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a very special Game Classy.
Game Classy.
It's the podcast you wanna touch,
but you mustn't touch.
I actually watched Goldfinger the other day. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime. It was very exciting because I was like, we sing that song every podcast.
Not every podcast.
No, not every podcast.
For a while we did.
Yeah. I'm your host, Joe, and with me is Steve and the Annie to our Pat and Anthony. Pat is here.
Hello, everyone.
I'm going to be Pat.
Yeah. I'm Pat because I'm the host.
Why don't I get to be Pat?
You want
to
be Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah. You want to wear my hat?
Yes, I do.
That's only funny to people who actually know you and know that you only wear hats. You
joke.
Always are seen with a baseball cap.
Yeah, inside joke.
We're actually in Planet Arbitrary Studios for the first time recording this.
It's true.
Yeah. So Steve gets the whole thing. He gets to see my D&D box sets and all that funness.
I was mostly interested in the NES cartridge.
Yeah, it has one NES cartridge.
I want to know what that game is, because most of the D&D games are total garbage, but that one might be one of the good ones. On the home consoles, there's on the home consoles, the games were either just trash, majority were trash, but a few were just hidden gems of awesome.
Eye of the Beholder.
Yeah, Eye of the Beholder is a fun one,
NES.
But not that great for like D&D.
Eye of the Beholder is just good. It was a port from the PC.
I didn't particularly like it as like a D&D game, but I don't know. Eye of the Beholder was fun. I'll give it that. It was fun.
All right, so we got I got the Planet Arbitrary Super Board up right now.
The Super Board.
It's
this is off. We got to get one of these for
your
play
alignment
on.
Is off.
So well, the reason that's because you knocked it actually.
Yes.
So the first thing up that we're going to talk about, and I want to get Pat's opinion before you say anything, okay? We're going to talk about these models that were just previewed. Pat, I want you to tell me what your thoughts are on these models. There are called Space Marine Centurions.
These aren't the ones that I saw. I saw the ones with the ham fists, the drills.
Yeah, well, those are the other. Yeah, I just picked up one random picture.
You picked the better picture.
Yes. What do you think of these models?
Well, I mean, they look cool. Are they like samurai robots? I mean, what are they? They look like a mix of something.
This is why we have Pat on this podcast, because he knows nothing of gaming, so he's able to give an honest opinion.
I mean, they look cool. I like the colors and everything. I mean, they're big, huge robots, but it looks like they have samurai armor on them of some sort of samurai styling to them.
Okay. Well, these guys are the Space Marine Centurions, and they caused quite a stir on the interwebs this last week since they were released. They are probably one of the most egregious things I think we've ever seen. Normally, I'm always the guy who gives Games Workshop not a pass, but I will definitely give them...
A lot
of
times it's just a pass.
Sometimes it's just a pass. A lot of times I have to like really look at it and go, okay, is this worth it? And then there's Steve who goes, bleh, Games Workshop
sucks. These are better. These are better than the other ones with the drill fists.
Yeah.
What's the scale of those? What's the actual size of
those?
They're
way too big.
They're GGS, which is God's given scale of 28 millimeter, but they're really big, and it's this is $80 for the three of them. Just so you know,
that's $80.
Pat's face was like, "What?" Yeah, so that's about
welcome to Games Workshop.
So that's about between $25 and $30 a figure. They're plastic. Multi-part.
That's surprising that they're not fine. Although it's not surprising that they aren't fine cast. If they were fine cast, it'd be $160.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They're multi-part plastic kit. Multiple arms, different weaponry on there. It's caused a stir because I know you don't know it, but they're incredibly ugly. Like they're just photographed ugly. They're painted terribly. They're posed really bad.
These are definitely the best of...
The best posed I've seen.
The best of the images I've seen thus far. Although, the one guy looks like he's just holding a las cannon. Like, with, like, an open hand. Just like this. Like, this is how he's holding the las cannon.
Well, you clearly can't see Steve holding it because we are on a podcast.
I took my left hand and extended it, and I opened my palm, reached down and grabbed a soda can. That's how the guy is holding his last cannon.
Yeah, well, the other guy's got a heavy bolter and all that fun stuff.
Chevy bolter.
Well, once you said. At first,
those aren't Chevy bolters.
I didn't realize
those are storm bolters.
I didn't realize it was plastic.
Bolters. Yeah, no, those are.
When you told me that they are, what, 28 millimeter?
Yeah.
Plastic?
Yeah.
And they're $80?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. I mean, not that there was any disagreement. I mean, everyone pretty much hated. I hate them for the fact that they're.
Completely random?
They're random. There's no backstory to them whatsoever. I mean, maybe there is in, like, current books, but for the last 25 years of GW Gaming, there's been no mention of the games of the Space Marine Centurions.
They're totally just random. There's no reason for those models to exist.
There's a reason.
Ching. Well, yeah, fuck. Well, only if people are stupid enough to buy them. 12-year-old kids will buy them.
Money.
The number one demographic for Games Workshop will buy them, which is
plastic
small
crack.
Children.
12-year-old kids would buy those and not use them for Space Marines.
Oh, they would never try. They would try and assemble them and fail.
Yeah, fail terribly, and then. Some guy like me would come up and be like, "Hey, you want to sell those Space Marine Centurions?"
No, the big
I'll
thing.
I'll trade you some lizard men for them.
I was talking about this. Games Workshop has been because you're the one who was like boning about backgrounds, and they have not been releasing models within their own backgrounds for forever. The Chaos release was one of the worst examples of it too, where there's a ton of there is a ton of stuff in the Chaos background for 40K.
Yeah,
ton of stuff in the Chaos background. Tons of sweet flyers in the background, some of which have models already for Forge World. And what do they release for their flyer? A fucking dragon.
Ah!
Like one of the stupidest models ever. A fucking dragon. And then that giant thing with the plasma gun coming out of its face. Why the fuck did they release that? Why wasn't there a plastic? Like, no one wanted that figure. People wanted a plastic Chaos Dreadnought that didn't suck. Instead, they shit on you and give you a plasma gun face guy.
Well, they also give you the Hellbrute, which is...
only in the dark,
and
thingy
it's
box set,
and it's a terrible pose. Terrible.
It's also a stupid looking model.
And by the way, my prediction from when we actually talked about that on the podcast about how it's only going to be painted like really, really terribly by like 12-year-olds, absolutely correct.
I mean, it's a terrible looking model.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a terrible looking model. I hate the pose, and I know it was just going to be painted awfully. That model is not a painter's model.
The model's shit.
Yeah. It's a lot of blue.
You know, like, would have been sweet with these?
They're painted. Yeah, they're ultramarine smurf blue.
What would have been sweet with these is obliterators instead of these guys.
Yes. Which also have not yet been put into plastic.
There's the shitty close combat ones that are fine cast, and then there's the recasts of the old metal ones
that are just even shittier.
And both are shitty. They're both terrible. The obliterators would have been cooler than this. I mean obliterators would have been at least been something like actually in the fucking background. I agree with you on that. Like, I liked the 40K background because I thought it was pretty good. It was concise.
40K has... That's why 40K is as popular as it... Maybe not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons is it has an amazing background that people
background.
Like to play in.
Yeah, a good sci-fi background.
That people... But, like, it makes great video games.
Yeah, totally awesome video games. But
that's... I threw that in there
they
for
just
you,
keep They just keep busting out figures that have nothing to do with anything, and they're just like, here, this is new.
Here's a brick with wings on it.
Yeah,
consider
and
it your flyer.
The thing that's especially...
that's what it looks like. I'm not kidding.
The thing that's especially offensive about these miniatures and miniatures of this style is that there's supposed to be no new technology in 40K.
Well, that's the whole point of it, is that they're stagnated
background.
They're
using old technology.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. Their technology is stagnated. So the fact that there's new guys... just brand new guys out of fucking nowhere.
There's your storm.
Doesn't make any sense.
Brick with wings. Hover wings.
The Me Too.
Me Too.
The Me Too. That's what that is. That's the Me Too. It's like, oh, your army got flyers?
Me too.
Those would never hold up in a wind tunnel.
It's, once again, something that was never mentioned. Space Marines have a flyer. It's called a Thunderhawk. It's giant, it's massive, and it can't be used in games. But... everyone gets flyers now, so yay!
Yeah, and the other thing, there's the land speeder that easily could have been a flyer. I think it's the Tempest.
Yeah,
the one that's enclosed.
Yeah,
easily could have been their flyer.
Yeah.
Well, I know at Adepticon, I saw a lot of those. A lot of the flyers, those were all over the place. Some of them look pretty cool.
Yeah,
because
they're mandatory to win the game.
Like Imperial Guard have Vultures and Valkyries, which are kind of like a helicopter ish, but it's one of the coolest models. But that's because it's not actually Games Workshop designed; it's Forge World designed.
Yeah.
And Forge World makes really cool looking models 90% of the time. Sometimes they put out bullshit crap.
Well, I thought the flyers looked a lot like the marine spacecraft from Aliens.
There's the croissant one.
Yeah.
That they fly in
on. That's the Imperial Guard one.
Yeah, I always thought those looked really cool. I always liked those.
Yeah, that's the Imperial Guard one. It looks like the dropships from Aliens. Yeah.
Well, and that this has been my problem with Games Workshop, at least in terms of 40K, is that the design studio has been dictating what models are going to get released. It's not the rules that are dictating how the models look. It's the models that are dictating the rules.
I just think it's freaking ridiculous that they have a deep background, and rather than bringing models from the background that people have wanted to see for years, or models that are desperately needed by different factions, they make fucking Centurions.
Exactly.
That's what they do. It's like, get shit on not Space Marine players, and then get shit on Space Marine players because your models are stupid.
All right. So anyway,
40K is bad and you should feel bad.
Done with 40K for today. All right, I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Oh, the Warlord Games Rules Collection.
I saw that this had popped up. I was just looking up a new. Apparently, you could buy all four rule books from Warlord Games for $150.
That's fucking expensive as shit.
I know.
I thought historical games were supposed to be cheap.
Not Warlord, my friend. Mm. Not Warlord. But that's actually.
Well, they're the finest plastic, resin, and metal 28mm historical miniatures.
The finest.
The finest. The word finest has been tainted. Tainted for two reasons. One, Games Workshop. And two, Games Workshop. They make the finest toy soldiers in the world.
So, I want to talk about something that happened to me yesterday. And I texted you about it. About a local gaming establishment that happens to be in the Chicagoland region, not too far from us. If you're familiar with the town of Plainfield, you are probably familiar with the...
Planfaldo.
That's not the name of the place.
Planfaldo. That's the town.
With
Planfaldo.
The Wandering Dragon. I want to bring up their website just for a second. Okay.
Hey, they've got 4.5 stars.
They do. It's got a good Yelp rating.
Closed for Gen Con.
Oh, damn it! This was my problem. I decided to drive down there yesterday because I was like, fuck it, I got the day off. I'm already down by the Home Depot that's down in 59. It's only like a 20-minute drive from there. I'm like, okay, I'll drive down there. So I drove all the way down there. And now, I'm the type of guy that knows Wandering Dragon has weird hours. Like, if you look up on the top, they're closed between 2 and 4 every day because I think there's, like, kid pickup or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to make sure I got there at 12:30, 1 o'clock. I could take a look around, everything like that. And sure enough, I walk up there, and it's a big sign on their door that says, closed for Gen Con. And I'm like, what the fuck? They didn't have it up on their website or anything? I was very upset, Steve. Very upset. And now, actually, I was going to show you on the website. I was like, where on this website? Where on this website does it say closed for Gen Con?
Nice.
And sure enough, right now it says up there. Would have been nice if it was up yesterday.
When they were first closed?
When they were first closed.
I'd just like to point out, who closes their store for Gen Con?
I'm sure if there's only like one or two people working the store, you have to
I know,
close
but
it.
Still, like, that seems...
I don't know.
Unless you're operating... I mean, maybe he's operating if he's operating a booth down there...
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
That makes sense, but...
I think they are, because they have, like, a Gen Con party going on.
Okay, then they're probably... Because I'm saying, like, the financial losses... Because, A, you're going to be spending a shit ton of money when you go to Gen Con.
Yeah.
A shit ton. Fuck, I forgot to bring my goddamn Dark Age books. God damn it. I blame you, Pat.
Oh, I'm so sad that Steve forgot to bring his Dark Age books.
I don't give a
that
fuck.
That one guy.
I wanted
he's
you.
He's going to be upset so much.
I wanted you to swap them for me at Gen Con.
Oh, well, no, I'm not doing that.
It's fucking free.
I'm not supporting your habit.
You're a douche.
It's free. Gen Con.
Now I'll have to mail them in.
Wandering Dragon is doing a Gen Con party.
I don't care.
There ain't no party like a Gen Con
don't
party.
Don't care.
Because Gen Con party, you hover around the
couldn't
walls drinking
less.
Your Mountain Dew, staring at other people.
Couldn't care less.
I'm actually going to be, since I'm the only face of Game Classy who's going to Gen Con
this
year.
I thought Gen Con was a terrific waste of time last time I went, so I'm just like...
Oh, how can you say that? There's so much to do.
Just did.
That's because you don't do anything. First of all, you're a fun vampire. You go to all the games and go, this is how you win.
I do not do that.
You do too. This is how you do this. I've read it before in Dragon Magazine.
No, because that would involve me actually like looking at games going like, this game. Like, when I look at new games, I'm just like, don't care. Just get it out of my way.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be going and
I can't even care about it enough to form dominant strategy for the game.
I like how our fans, though, because I put up on the Facebook page, you know, like, what do you want me to look at? And everyone was like, Malfo.
Our fans are all trolls.
I can't tell if they're trolling or legitimately want me to look at Malfo.
All right, well, if you're trolling, good on you. If you're legitimate, Malifaux is bad and you should feel bad.
You know what? I figured out why I don't like Malifaux. I know why you don't, because you don't like Tim Burton. I figured it out. I don't like that game because it is character-based and you have to buy their character figures in order to play whatever specific faction you want to play.
Right, just like War Machine. That game's a rip-off of War Machine.
Kind of.
No, it's flat out a rip-off of War Machine. Like, flat out. Your characters have feats. They're not called feats, but there's feats, and there's epic versions of them.
Like, oh.
Yeah, it's fucking War Machine. It's a rip-off of War Machine. That's all it is.
I was going to say, that's part of my problem, too, with War Machine, but it's not as bad. Just because I give War Machine a pass, just because I'm like, whatever, it's War Machine, it's a popular game. Because
it's designed for having characters that have specific abilities.
Yeah, I
guess. That's what I'm saying. There's no customization of characters. And that's the thing. Customization for characters is actually not a real thing. Because, like, in Fantasy and 40K, there's no such thing as actually customizing your character. What actually happens is your character gets the optimal loadout every time. Not the optimal load, the optimal load out.
Aww.
Every time. So, like, if the Sword of Striking plus one...
I think the Centurions get the optimal load.
they are the optimal load. if you have the Sword of Striking plus one, the plus one shield, and then the 3-up ward. Like, if you're playing Chaos or whatever, it's even worse in Fantasy now because they have the shared magic items.
Yeah.
So, like, every fighting character has the same three items.
Yeah.
So it's not actually making a custom character. It's you making the same guy that every other army has.
You know what
I'll call shenanigans on your claim.
You know what the good thing about not having custom characters is I don't have to listen to people talk about their custom characters.
It's true.
You don't have to say, well, my wizard is a level 4 and he's
my wizard has Mordenkainen's magical mirror. It's like, so does my wizard and every other Empire player.
Oh my god. You know, it's even worse with Dungeons and Dragons when I got to hear about people's characters. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Oh, my guy's a level 14 halfling rogue.
Doing it wrong. If they mention their levels and their stats, they're not role-playing.
It's so boring. It's like, I was thinking, Game Classy t-shirts. It just says, on the front, it just says, don't tell me about your campaign. And on the back, it just says, Game Classy. Or, I don't want to hear about your campaign. No one wants to hear campaign.
Your paladin sucks. that's it. Your paladin sucks.
I just want. No one cares about your character. Game Classy.
No, I mean,
I like the original Game Classy t-shirt, which was, have you seen my Damocles?
Have you seen?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a whole list of them that I want to put up.
Well, I like hearing about people's characters, but the problem is no one ever tells me about their character. They tell me about their character's stats, powers, magic items, and hit points.
Yeah, but
they don't tell me about their character because that's not your character. Because people don't role play when they play games. They show up, they move around on the map, they throw dice. They don't role play.
They don't verse.
No, they do verse. That's the problem. They verse rather than role play.
Okay, I get what you're saying there.
Yeah,
but anyway, boo on you, Wandering Dragon, for not putting up the fucking closed game Gen-Con closed yesterday. I was down there.
I bet you they put it up minutes after you checked.
probably. Actually, no, it was this morning because I brought this up and it didn't have this on there.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was setting up this up. By the way, speaking of Privateer Press, which we were in Gen Con, their exclusive came up, which is for your little faction there.
Oh, I like that. It's an idol I'll never ever see, but it's cool.
Yeah, she's got a little keg. You can order it online.
They're sold out.
Already?
If they're available, they're sold out.
Because I remember last year, I got both the exclusives online.
Yeah, they sell out super fast.
I don't know. Probably it's starting
because when the you because I knew it opened up. I knew you got the exclusives, and then by the time I checked, it was both sold out.
Well, they don't go up till tomorrow, so up online.
Yeah, they'll be sold out super fast. I'm not interested though. Like,
no, not even for your fancy Rebel Girl.
Only 1,000 available. Yeah.
There's only 1,000 available. Well, that'll settle with. All the fanboys of Paper. And they have an exclusive box set, too, with the Super Epic Butcher.
Yeah, I saw that.
For, like, $110.
Yeah, I mean, it's very sweet for Kador players.
Yeah, I mean, if I could maybe... Like, if I bought that for, like, if it was $40 and I didn't have to get the stupid wooden box and coin...
Well, you can get the Butcher later.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, it's not going to be that sculpt, but that's their new...
Oh, no, I'm just saying I would like that sculpt and maybe the doggies.
Actually, I take that back. I am not 100% sure. You might get that sculpt... In the general release.
Yeah.
And the additional stuff might be that, like, the box, the certificate, the, like, resin base with the flag. You might get that sculpt and the dogs in the general release.
Yeah, I would like that a lot.
They might keep an eye out. They might happen.
Yeah, I mean, if I could get that for under 40, just the figures, I'd be very happy. But I don't need a lithograph signed. Like, that does nothing for
me. Right, I mean, that's for like, the collectors, like, dudes who are super into it.
I mean, I'm a collector of stuff, but I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't need a wooden box that's got, like, it's laser etched in there that says 10 years.
Yeah.
And then you could also get your...
I'd just like to point out, once again, Dark Age has been around for longer than War Machine.
And more people play War Machine.
Yeah, no, it's just bad marketing, really.
And then also you can buy your statue of Victoria Haley.
Who cares?
It's a jizz statue, Steve.
No, it's not.
It's a jizz statue.
That is not a jizz statue. Would you like to see some jizz statues? Give me your browser.
By the way, a jizz statue is any statue that's, like, you always, whenever you see a statue of, like, some TNA girl or, like, some anime girl in a bunny outfit, and you go, who the fuck would buy this? That's a jizz statue, Pat.
Yeah, they're going to jack off onto that statue.
Jerk off
people
onto that.
People do that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You can go to, there's entire, like, websites devoted to, like,
jerking
coming
off
on
statues,
PVC figurines.
On miniatures.
No, not on miniatures.
No, these are PVC statues, so they're anywhere between, you know.
Right, I mean, it's got to be PVC. You don't want to be resin, because you can't stick that in the dishwasher.
You can't stick that in the dishwasher. Put resin in a dishwasher.
So there's people.
You might lose the paint.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, yeah.
There's people blasting all over these statues.
Not this, but there are. I can show you some statues
if you
like.
But there's websites dedicated to this?
Yeah.
And what's that address?
If you're interested, I'll help you out.
Oh, God. Speaking of jerk-off, I wanted to, I didn't bring this up on there, but something that did come up, one of our fans put up a review on iTunes. Did you see this?
I do not have iTunes. I don't have access to iTunes. So no.
Actually, I was going to say, I was looking at some of the comments for Game Classy on iTunes. You guys have some very polite fans. I got to say, there were some very flattering comments on there.
Well, this new
maybe
one,
I didn't see all of them.
This new one is my favorite. It's actually from a guy called Actually Mark.
Actually, Mark.
And it says, totally devoid of insight.
Should have been Mark, actually.
Totally devoid of insight, wit, or respect for a hobby they claim to love. They barely even play any games. Completely vulgar, dismissive of anything new, and really, really racist. Probably my favorite podcast.
Me too.
Everything except the really, really racist part, because we're not really, really racist. We're just racist against the
white
English.
White people.
The English.
No, against Italians.
White people.
Polish people.
Oh, well, fuck the Polish. Jesus Christ.
White I think it was people. Just your last episode. You guys went on a whole rant about American-Italians.
We can be racist about white people.
Yeah. Like,
that's or Italian-Americans.
New Zealanders. Australians.
Yeah, that's the rules, right? Like, black dude can make racist jokes about black dudes. White dudes can make racist jokes about white dudes. As long as you just know crisscrossing,
we're all good. And especially the British, who think that they had a part in World War II. Fuck them.
Yeah, certainly had no part.
They had a
like
part.
Like those Russians. Russians are like, we did things in the World War II. And I'm like, whatever. Get out of here, Ivanov.
We dropped the bomb. Yeah. Ended it. Did you end the Pacific War? Were you even in the Pacific War? No.
Bam.
That's right.
Did drop the bomb on me. That's good. Yeah. That's an awesome fucking review.
Yeah. And anyway, also to our fans, please do put reviews on iTunes. Put reviews on Tabletop Gaming News. I know.
And I'd like to point out that I do in fact play games. I just played a deck building game.
What game?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, did you? How did
yeah,
it? How
yeah,
was it?
I played
yeah
with
we
Pat.
Played it.
I'll let Pat fire it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was it? It was great. Is actually I liked it better than the DC
one. Oh,
deck
so was that one? That okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was great. All the cards. I was telling Steve when we were playing it. The cards have more interact. They're more interactive with each other. Where I could see with the DC game, the abilities and the powers, the attacks are a little bit more scattered. In the Lord of the Rings game, it's much more connected.
Ah,
much more connected.
That is more game review that we've had on this podcast in like three episodes.
Hey,
we've
got to leave it to the man who reviews games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so much better than the DC game. It's it's fucking amazing. It's super fun.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's balanced.
It's probably cheaper than the DC game, too.
Same price.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, and you actually feel a true sense of relief if you dodge certain cards or something. Just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
that would have
villains,
blown
the
arch apart enemies? My hand completely.
Yeah, the arch enemies are brutal. And then the way they balance the characters was a really, really novel concept. Because in DC 1, all the characters have their powers, their like abilities just built onto the cards.
Yeah.
Which is busted. Like, because their abilities are not anywhere near equal. Like Wonder Woman is by far the best character.
We went over the whole. Yeah, we've gotten crunchy on.
Yeah, so like
DC.
So that outstanding. What they did for Lord of the Rings is rather than having a character ability on their card, you get to start with a card in your deck. So rather than starting with a 10-card deck, like in DC, you start with an 11-card deck. It's the 10 starters plus your character's specific card.
Yeah, because you get like Aragorn's sword,
right.
Sam's dildo.
Sam's bravery.
Gandalf's
staff.
Yeah. What if it was just penises? Like everyone's specific penis.
Everyone's dick?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, as I was saying...
Hold on, I gotta go get a jizz statue.
We gotta get a jizz statue. Oh, Victoria Haley, you'll save Signar.
Get this off the screen.
You'll save Signar from Crix soon enough.
Talk about a game that has fucking hamster wheel background. That's fucking War Machine. It's just like a dude running on a. They have treadmill background. Like it never actually goes anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's fucking terrible. It's like why don't you kill some fucking characters? Like you can kill a character in the background. That means there's no more versions of that character. Character still dies.
Yeah, you can have that character still in the rules.
Right, his rules will still exist.
Wouldn't the jizz ruin the paint on the models?
Well, that's why you don't do it on the models. You do it in the PVC figurines.
Yeah.
God damn it, Pat. We went over this.
We've been over this before. As I was saying, make sure you go to iTunes or Tabletop Gaming News and put your reviews of our podcast where we talk about jizz statues and the like.
And dicks.
And dicks. Where else could they put? Yeah, those are the two good places to put reviews. iTunes, especially iTunes. Now, first of all, I want to give an award to most whiny member of the Game Classy fan page to Kevin Bates for what he's been saying. Just everything posting, he's just whining about something about the iTunes exclusive. I put the iTunes exclusive thing on there just because it's easy for people to go to iTunes. I say iTunes, right? People know iTunes, right? Right?
If I say I use LimeWire.
Well, whatever.
I've never used iTunes before.
I know. But you know what computers are, right? How computers work. But not every person who's into tabletop gaming knows how computers work. They think they're magic.
Don't listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they think they're magic. I know a lot of people that listen to us straight up from the Planet Arbitrary website, which I don't care.
That's where I listen from.
I know. But when we go to iTunes, it's just easy to say. People know how iTunes works. Most people. And so that's why I put it up there. I swear to God, you thought that I was Hitler himself for putting it on iTunes.
Literally worse than Hitler.
Literally worse than Hitler.
I agree with that, though. You are worse than Hitler.
Well, that's only mainly because of my intense hatred of minorities, but, you know, whatever.
We totally were just like, we're not racist. They're immediately racist.
We're not racist. Joe's Hitler.
Yeah, Joe's Hitler. He's not racist. He's above it. He's above that
above
level.
Hitler. But anyway, yeah, that's a... But I put that on there. And I also did that. Why do I put it through iTunes? So that maybe our podcast can go up in the rankings and we can actually appear.
That's never gonna happen.
Well, maybe I would want it to happen.
Not in your most feverish, not in your most intense fever dream.
One day we'll make money doing this podcast. One day. One day.
$3.
$3.
Yeah.
I got you an energy drink, Steve.
Sweet. Thanks, buddy. I really could use this pep in my step.
Anyway.
Who do you think you are, Kevin Smith? So there's like one dude who makes money with podcasts. Kevin Smith. That's it.
And Joe Rogan.
And Joe Rogan.
Fuck Joe Rogan.
I actually went back and listened to the Star Wars podcast because I put it back online. And you actually, I like how you blame all of Star Wars on Kevin Smith. I don't know why that just made me laugh when you said that. You know who I blame for Star Wars? Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Kevin Smith.
Why? No reason.
Yeah, he's Kevin Smith.
All right. So anyway,
good times.
Next thing.
Poop Zone.
Drop Zone Commanders got a box set now. This just dropped, I think, yesterday.
That game's been around forever. That game sucks.
It is the heir apparent to Epic. Epic 40K.
It's the pooping. Look at those fucking figures. Awful.
I know a lot of people that like the design of Drop Zone Commander. The box set is probably one of the nicest box sets you'll see for the $80 price set. I mean, you get a lot of cool terrain in there. Granted, it's all cardboard, but it looks really, really, really nice.
Awful.
What do you think, Pat? What do you think of those of that terrain? This is the box set right here, and then this is everything you get in there for $80.
All the terrain is cardboard?
Yeah. But keep in mind, 3 Centurions also cost $80.
That's $80?
Yeah, that's $80.
That's value.
Yeah. You get a nice battle mat with it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. That definitely is like $80 well spent compared to Centurions.
Yeah. Centurion Extreme!
Anyone remember
that? Remember that? Centurions?
The show?
Yeah.
The show's in 3D? Yeah.
What are you saying?
What about Visionaries?
Visionaries.
Visionaries harness the power of light. I had a Visionaries lunchbox with a thermos.
Yeah.
Man, that was sweet. I had a tomato soup out of that thermos.
I had a Superpowers one.
Dude, it's a fucking thermos. You got a problem? We'll fight you.
I had a Superpowers one.
Fight me IRL, bro.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom. We have to figure out a way to pay our taxes this year.
Solomon Grundy no pay taxes. Solomon Grundy cheat IRS by saying Solomon Grundy dead.
How do you think I became evil as the Scarecrow? Through not paying taxes.
Why does the Scarecrow sound like the Monarch?
That's my only villain voice.
It is the de facto villain voice.
Ah, those idiots. They set my car on fire. No, it'd be like, Solomon Grundy has church status. How did this idiot get funded?
I imagine that, like, a villain going through, like, a villainous Kickstarter. It's like Kickstarter for supervillains.
Yeah.
It's like Lex Luthor's plan to create a beam to launch the moon farther away from Earth, which will somehow result in Lex Luthor getting 60 cakes. And it's just like 80 billion funded.
60
just, like,
cakes. That's then, a lot of cake.
This fucking villain who has a ray gun device that will kill every superhero in the world. Exploits all their weaknesses, not funded, and he's just like,
how did this get funded over my project? Fucking Luthor! Luthor's eating all this cake.
Yeah, he's just eating cake. That's the thing. Luthor does not spend any of the money on the fucking the moon destroying beam. He just buys cake. He's just eating cake. Oh, Lex Luthor.
That son of a bitch took my $10 and bought cake! Well, that just went weird.
The fucking villain voice. You do it all day.
As of today, that all has changed. Ark War Games have literally just announced what may be one of the best starter sets currently on the market for any war game. It pretty much is, actually.
It's nice.
I mean,
I don't like, I don't, I can see the appeal in the drop zone stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think the miniatures offend me. Although there is one of the groups that looked pretty cool. I think they're the clones. They're like, their stuff's all sleek and white.
It looks like Apple computers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, except cool.
I mean, that city terrain would be sweet for some Hot Wheel cars.
you get some rules with those Hot Wheel cars? You gotta roll some dice?
Rules.
Yeah. You know, some dice, see how far they can move?
All right, you came to a four-way stop. Roll.
Roll off. Oh, you blew through the intersection. Your car takes 8 damage, and your driver, dead.
Yeah.
You're out of the game.
And you have state minimum insurance.
You just described Car Wars.
Yeah, Car Wars.
Someone mentioned that.
Speaking of Car Wars, what about that Battle Chips game, huh?
Battle Chips?
Yeah, whatever the fuck. War Chips? The Warhammer one?
Oh, the one that was just that they just released.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Disc Wars.
Disc Wars. That's what.
Well,
it is.
Disc Wars has been around for a very, very long time, and I didn't know Fantasy Flight had the license.
Neither did I.
I didn't.
I said I'd get my slammer ready. Play some Pogs.
Well, it was Disc Wars was huge with L5R for a long time. That's the only reason I remember Disc Wars at all. And it's just such a stupid fucking concept.
It's not that bad.
No, it's a stupid fucking... We don't need another fuck. We don't need Disc Wars. Go away, Disc
need
Wars.
It, but it's not that bad. There's worse games that are currently existing.
Not many.
There's plenty. Warhammer 40,000. That was one of them.
You know what? I'll stand up for Warhammer...
Actually, take that back. Warhammer Fantasy.
I will stand up for Warhammer Fantasy and say, no, Disc Wars is far worse.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. But Fantasy's still pretty bad. I would rather play 40K than Fantasy. But
I would rather... Oh God, I'd rather. What's a terrible game? I'd rather play Dark Age than play Disc Wars.
Whatever, dude. Like I said, rules are good.
Rules are good. All right, going on. I'm gonna talk a little bit about some Kickstarter stuff here.
Of course, you'd never play Dark Age because that would require taste.
Yes.
That you do not have.
Poopy taste.
Considering all of your Games Workshop miniatures over there.
Let's talk about War Machine Tactics for a second. It just ended. Just recently. I think it ended the 10th.
Oh, I have some news before we get into this.
Yeah.
I just sold my my last workshop army.
Yeah.
I no longer own a single Games Workshop miniature.
I have like 10 drawers filled with Games Workshop stuff right
here. I was so happy to get that out of my house.
Yeah.
I was so it was like this fucking anvil had been lifted.
Yeah.
So good.
I still like see all my painted
empires. I do. I mentioned it like just 5 minutes ago, like how you had bad taste because you have a shelves full of Games Workshop miniatures. So wait, let's get into Tactics.
It ended up at 1.5, a little short of the 3 mil you claimed.
No, I predicted. I said 3 million was the kick track. Maybe I predicted it. Whatever. There was a kick track that was a goofy number because the kick track just does a multiplier. It slowed down a lot though.
Yeah. I mean, it looked okay. I think, I don't know. You can refute this if you want. This is just my opinion. I think a lot of the exclusive figures had a lot to deal with the money.
Possibly.
It involved a lot of the boost. Games Workshop, Privateer Press offered specialized figures for each of the factions with the exception of
Convergence. And anything for Hordes.
Nothing for Hordes.
Right.
It was all stricked up, but there was specialized guys, but you had to contribute like something like $50, 50 bones or something like that.
You get the no. If you buy the game, I think the minimum pledge is 40.
Yeah,
you get a figure in the game. You get one figure in the game, I believe, at the minimum pledge, or it's not the minimum pledge, but like the video game level pledge. It's like $40 gets you the game and a figure, one figure.
Are you talking like the actual figure?
Yeah,
not
the miniature.
Not in the
no. In the game. No. Gets you the game.
Yeah.
And then a miniature.
Yeah, so $40. It was 40 bones.
But I mean, that gets you the video game.
Yeah.
And a miniature.
I don't want to play this video game. I don't play video games.
You don't have a computer that could run this video game.
No, I don't.
No.
I didn't back it.
No. I mean, and plus, this was the figure for my faction. That is the dumbest looking figure on the planet.
Centurions?
No, this is dumber than the Centurions.
Fuck you, dude. No way.
Kovnik, Andre, Malikov.
What the fuck's
Malikov?
Wrong with that dude? He's a young officer with slick back hair.
Oh my god, he looks dumb. I don't want to paint that figure.
There is nothing wrong with that model.
I'd see that model on my desk, and that model would stay on my desk, and I'd just be like, ugh.
There is nothing wrong with that miniature.
Okay, let me go over why I don't like this figure. He's completely flat. I'm talking like flat, 2D. He's like a they made that press mold.
How can you tell it's a picture?
You can see from all the different angles. That's a flat
Doesn't
fucking
look
figure.
Flat to me.
That's a flat figure. I think the...
Okay, so you're making claims without seeing the model in 3D.
I can see from these little three pictures.
Sure.
That's a
okay.
flat model.
With your magic powers.
Yeah, with my magic powers.
So, not number one, your claim, not accurate. Carry on.
Very undynamic. That's part of the flat thing.
That I'll give you. He's not dynamic. He's pointing his sword forward.
Yeah. When you could look at this model... Which is super dynamic.
Yes, I agree. I'm not arguing.
The Alara Tiro of the
I'm not arguing. He's not dynamic. That is fair.
It's a very cliched pose too, with the sword pointing out.
They're fucking Russians. Everything about them is cliche.
They're not Russians. They're Kador.
Everything about them is cliche. Like they're fucking.
It's cliched.
Irisk. Have you seen their Warcaster Irisk's pose? Doesn't get more cliched than the hands behind the back. Like, not even close.
Like, I don't like that figure either.
Right. But your fucking faction's a walking cliche.
And I just think that the figure just looks boring. It's like the face looks boring. He doesn't look interesting.
Not arguing any of that. But that doesn't make the model bad. He's just a dude.
That's a pretty bad model.
But I don't agree. Because with the exception of the Rhett one, all of those figures are like that.
Yeah.
Not the Crix one. The Crix one's
cool. The Victoria, the Lieutenant Allison Jakes. That's
it's not Victoria Haley.
The not Victoria Haley, even though it's Victoria Haley. I'm not like a huge fan of. But I like the pose, at least. He's doing something interesting. And this guy's pretty cool looking. And, like, they're all pretty interesting looking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Except the Kador one.
I feel that you're unfounded on that accusation.
I will disagree.
If you need a tiebreaker, I don't like it either.
Compared
to the other models that are up there.
I didn't say that it was better.
They kind of phoned it in on this guy who's just pointing the sword forward.
I didn't say it was better.
Everyone else is doing a very three-dimensional
pose. They're jumping around. They're stabbing people.
One guy had a bow staff.
Hey, that guy's a warcaster. You can't compare a solo to a warcaster. You can't.
You can't compare a solo to a warcaster.
You can't
compare a solo to a warcaster.
I know you're a rook. I know you're a rook, but there's tiers.
Rook?
It's like comparing an infantry miniature to a general is not something you can do. Unless the infantry miniature looks better, because that general's terrible.
And we're going to also give a Game Classy ha-ha in the voice of Nelson to War Gods of Olympus, who I... Not trash.
You were not a fan.
I was not a fan. They made their goal, But they only ended up making, which is very low for kind of a high profile, 150. That's kind of a low profile. That's kind of a low, you know.
They still crushed their goal.
But even still, it's very low. And so that's a little bit of a ha-ha.
I mean, everybody who wants this, they're not buying it for the fucking game. They're buying it for those miniatures.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not arguing that. The miniatures are nice, but they're going to take forever to come out, if they come out. I mean, and
that's a game that should be a skirmish game.
I think it is a skirmish
game. It's not. It's an army game.
Is it?
Yeah, dude, look at it. It's fucking blocks.
I think, well, you get little, you get, I think it's a very small army game in comparison.
I think it's supposed to be full scale. The problem is there just aren't the miniatures to make it.
Well, actually, there's a bunch of, I think War Games Factory has a bunch of, like, Greeks and Spartan plastics out right now. They're actually kind of nice. I mean, not that I would want to, yeah, exactly. Oh God!
Oh wait, what?
Oh God! The Greeks.
That's humorous though. Well done. Way to stick it to the man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Look at that fat guy.
Look at him. He's a Titan hunter. He's fat.
How's that guy gonna hunt Titans? That guy's gonna hunt a bologna sandwich.
He's hunting Twinkies.
The Twinkies are back.
Did you get one?
No, I don't like Twinkies. But people are talking about it left and right. People are like Twinkies.
I like that's what people are talking about.
I was like, I never noticed they were gone. I guess great for you, sir.
Pat's a Twinkie guy.
I love Twinkies.
Yeah,
I love them.
But you're just a twink.
Pat's one of those guys that he grew up on the Hostess.
Yeah, you know, snack cakes, graham crackers,
fruit pies. The fruit pies were those were a thing.
Teddy grahams. I have Teddy grahams at home right now. Nilla wafers.
Nilla wafers are disgusting.
Pat's the type of guy that takes,
unless they're in banana pudding,
he takes the junk food. And then he puts it in a bowl and pours milk over it and calls it cereal.
I'm eating cereal.
It
this
works
isn't
with
cookies.
Girl Scout cookies.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, Teddy Grahams.
This is just like Cookie Crisp.
Well, my new thing now, it's a lot faster, a lot cleaner, it's much more functional.
Blend it.
Just a big, tall glass. Those Warcraft cups that they give away at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Fill those up with milk, and then I just dump them in that, and I take a huge spoon, and then quickly...
Really? You wouldn't just blend it to make a shake?
No, come on, no.
Will it blend?
Just saying. Yeah, it will blend. It's going to be a shake.
Will it blend? Actually, yeah, I ended up going to Chicago Comic Con. I was not planning on going, but we ended up going.
How big? I heard it was smaller than it's been in previous years.
They split it. Like, they had the autograph room, and then they had the, like, seller's room. It was actually bigger than it's been in the past, but I think only because they spread it out so you're not, like...
Is your Batleth signed by Worf?
No, it's signed by Shatner.
Oh. Why didn't you fucking Shatner sign a Batleth?
Because I needed some Klingon memorabilia, and I think that's the coolest piece of Star Trek memorabilia.
Right, but
I have.
Why would you have fucking Shatner sign it?
Because he was in Star Trek VI, where he was put on the prison planet Rurapenthe.
So?
So it's like him getting out and signing it. Anyway. It was much wider, so you didn't have to really touch humanity.
I was going to be excited about the Worf autograph and then some fucking Shatner.
I'm not getting Worf.
I like mixing them with the crowd.
Why are you going to be hating on Michael Dorn? You would, because you're scum.
Artist Alley was huge, but it was all like people who were doing like the wrong thing at Artist Alley, which the wrong thing is the thing that
porn?
Sells. No, it's always like bullshit. Like, oh, look, I did a zombie version of Doctor Who. Buy my art.
Dude, how come there isn't dudes just doing hardcore porn-like pictures?
They used to be.
Yeah.
Back in
the
day.
Was that back when Comic-Con was Comic-Con?
Back when Comic-Con was Comic-Con. Not this family-friendly bullshit.
I'd be like...
You got the picture of the Attack on Titan thing, right? That I sent you? The big guy?
The big head?
Yeah.
The colossal Titan?
Yeah. I figured you'd like that.
Just fucking amazing.
I tried looking at...
I drew this picture of Calvin really giving it to Mary Worth.
Her stern face tells of her...
Look at that, there's spunk everywhere.
I didn't see any spunk statues there, though there usually are.
New York has got to call it spunk. Yeah, I put my spunk in her, now she's got a kid. I don't know how it happened.
Magnets, how do they work?
Oh, whoa.
We just missed the gathering of the Juggalos in Illinois.
I wouldn't say we missed it.
They still do that?
Yeah.
Are they still a band? Yeah. Even, or a group or whatever they
they're
are.
They're still huge. A group. Oh. People love ICP.
Well, see, every time there's every time a 14-year-old turns 15 and is like, I'm a retard and I shouldn't be listening to this, another 13-year-old turns 14 and goes, Insane Clown Posse.
My favorite
memory. I finally
memory.
Belong.
Yeah,
that's favorite memory of ICP is that they had a concert in Chicago the same night that Phil Lesh was having a concert around the same
time. I'm going to interrupt. The words favorite memory and ICP
no, this is
should
good,
never be in the
no,
same
this is
sentence.
Good, because I was going to the Phil Lesh concert, which was just a Grateful Dead show, and while we were waiting in line outside the theater to get into that show, all the kids were walking past all these hippies with their faces painted up like juggalos, and there were all these old hippies going, hey kids, the Kiss concert's around the corner. And they had no idea. It was great.
My first experience with Insane Clown Posse, it was actually at Chicago Comic Con. Probably 99 or 2000, they were one of the special guest stars.
Was it the Backyard Wrestling?
No, but it might have been.
Because when Backyard Wrestling was giant, Insane Clown Posse had like a video game, I guess, that they were like promoting.
I don't know, but I remember.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a tied-in thing. Me where, and, like, Backyard Wrestling, White Trash, Insane Clown Posse, all these tastes go together.
Yeah, me and Chris, who's been on the podcast before, not this one, but other ones, but we went to Comic-Con. It was just me and him, and we were like in college, and we were like, what is this? And it was like a bunch of guys like with painted faces going, you fucked up. You fucked up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is stupid.
Like I said, I think my statement was
Insane Clown Posse minigame. Go.
No.
Come on.
Never.
No.
Never.
No.
You know, you could have blocks of juggalos.
That's the worst. Blocks of juggalos. Juggablocks.
Juggablocks.
These are my juggablocks.
Aside from that, I wanted to expand a little further on what I said last week. I listened to the podcast and I said I didn't get my point across at all when talking about Super Dungeon Explorer. I said that Super Dungeon Explorer has a lot of it might wear out its welcome really quickly in terms of its playstyle. And one of the guys put on there, it's like, but you could customize the characters with all these special abilities and special, you know, once you get the treasure cards and everything like that. I understand that. But even if you do that, you're still going to play this. It's still the same thing. You move your guys forward in the dungeon, the console, if you will, and the boss console guy moves his guys forward, and that's basically what you do. There's some strategy involved in it, so if you have a better console or better players, it's going to change up how that's played. But it's still moving your guys forward in three rooms, game after game after game.
So you've described every game.
Ever. Every dungeon crawl?
No. Every game.
No.
When you play a game, you do the same thing every time you play that game.
This is a dungeon crawl. I'm talking about dungeon crawls as a whole.
But even no. I'm saying you're talking about
no.
Any game.
I'm not.
Warhammer.
It's getting brave
you put
in here,
your
Steve.
Guys, you
Steve,
put
it's
your
getting
guys,
brave in here.
You put your guys on your end of the table. I put my guys on my end of the table. We push them forward at each other every game. It's so repetitive.
No, this is, it's more than that because it's just
nope.
Three rooms. You're moving 1, 2,
it's
three.
Only 4 feet across the table.
Oh my God.
You're moving 4 feet only. Stop. Come on.
So brave in here.
See?
You're, so brave.
I'm just crushing your point and you
no,
can't handle
it's
it.
It's not crushing. No, because you're comparing apples to oranges.
I am not. Because all games are somewhat repetitive because all
oh,
games
somewhat
have the same,
repetitive. Yes, I will give you that. All games
yeah,
are somewhat repetitive
because they have the same parameters.
Super Dungeon Explorer, and this is a game I like. I like Super Dungeon Explorer, and I'm trying to get a copy of it for $99.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. You've been sold out of it for how long?
Very long time.
Yeah, but anyway, it's you sit in your room and you have the players versus the console, and it's just move forward to room to room. Granted, I like what they do. I like that there's different seasons or different levels of the game, whatever you want to call it. I like that there's that, so at least you'll have some difference in the play up of like what enemies are coming towards you at the time. I just hate the concept of how the board is set up.
So don't set up the board that way.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, if there was an official rule on how to do that, that would make it a little more balanced and how to do that. Like, for example, Warhammer Quest. I like Warhammer Quest a lot because of the whole, okay, you move forward to the next room. Flip over whatever the next tile is, and that's the tile that you're going to get. You know, that's the shape of the room. I like that a lot more than I like the
right,
whole...
But both are almost equally repetitive.
I know. Well, that's what I like a little bit more about Warhammer Quest. So if you're able to take Super Dungeon Explorer's mechanics and add it to the room, the dungeon creating capabilities of Warhammer Quest, I think it would be a much better game.
So you're just waiting for more sets, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, as they add more sets, they're going to add more rooms and tiles.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying even if you add more rooms and tiles, you're still only supposed to have the three in the setup. So that's all I'm saying.
Still play with more.
I know.
Well, there's always variants.
I wanted to get that out there. I wanted to get that off my chest because I don't think my point came across.
Okay.
Okay.
I think your point is not a point, but fair enough.
All right. So what do you want to talk about this week? I mean, we're almost close to the end anyway. Is there anything special gaming-wise you want to talk about?
I had some stuff, but I don't remember any of it. I had some ideas. Yeah, they're gone.
Are you sure? Because we talked about a lot of game stuff this week.
I don't really have much on it.
People were like, talk about games.
Oh, I like our Facebook page. I like our Facebook fans.
You like our Facebook fans?
Yeah, they're pretty active, pretty sweet. Like they all throw daggers at each other too, which is pretty awesome. It's like I'm like these two guys are trolling the shit out of each other. Yeah, that's what I'm like when I'm reading the Facebook comments. I'm like, yeah,
surfing through the trolls.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, I am very happy with our Facebook page.
It's good. I mean, it's nice.
I mean, I would like it.
We got some guys find us some sweet shit. They post like the dude who posted that fucking Shadowrun 90s video. Oh, did you watch that?
So good.
Oh, man. So good. The Matrix-y fucking the CG at the end. Oh, mind blowing. So good.
I got invited to the Shadowrun demo game.
Shadowrun sucks. Actually, take that back. I'm going to. Wait. Shadowrun, amazing setting for video games. That game is by far like one of the best settings you could have for video games. Cyberpunk as well. Just like that setup, there's so much play you have. So that's why I'm actually really excited about the two Shadowrun video games coming up.
Yeah.
Because there's so much shit you can do in a video game world that's superior to a tabletop RPG for that genre.
Oh, no, I do not doubt that.
That's the thing. Like D&D is like it's good on computer, but it's not the same when you're playing, you know, like the tabletop is different and superior.
Do I bring my own 56K modem when I play?
No. The best is the consoles are just keyboards.
Yeah.
You just like you bring a keyboard with you. Like I'm role playing in my Netrunner. What a Netrunner, guys.
Hack it. Oh, no, right. It's a Pac-Man virus.
And like that's the thing that's sweet. And like on in the tabletop of Shadowrun. You have, let's say the three of us are playing a game of Shadowrun, and we have our DM, right? Or whatever the fuck they call them in Shadowrun. You're playing a street samurai, so your character's all about shooting guns hand-to-hand and swords.
I got a katana. I got a sweet-ass 90s katana.
That's what you're doing.
I got it at the Alsip flea market.
You are playing a decker, which means you are...
Street brawler?
No. Decker, you hijack robots, and you have, like, drones and shit. So, like, you could sit in your car and, like, make two helicopter drones fly up and, like, shoot shit or do surveillance. That's your deal.
It's like a sweet, sweet William Gibson episode of X-Files from the mid-90s.
And I'm playing a Netrunner. So I hack in and do that shit. So how do the three of us actually play the game together? Like, my guy sits at home and goes on the internet to hack into doors. Your guy fights and punches dudes in the face and shoots them, and your guy makes robots.
That's like, actually a sweet way of playing the game is just running around punching dudes.
Right, but as I'm saying, like, how do we three play?
Sounds like a game of three guys trying to avoid each other.
Right. that's the thing. Like, it's
the gaming community as a whole.
Right. So, like, but in a video game terms.
Some of these games would be awesome if it wasn't for the players.
Like, in a video game. I play a stage as the street samurai, so I'm running and gunning dudes down, and then I play a game where I'm like sneaking into a building with one of your drones, so I'm controlling that, and then I get to play as the Netrunner hacking into the system. Like, that works totally fine if you have 111.
Upstairs, first door on your right.
Yes, people need to pee. So for video game works good. And like that was my biggest complaint about Shadowrun when I played it in tabletop is like there's so much downtime for when your character's doing something that no one else can do, especially if you have a Netrunner. Because like their shit is like a whole sequence by themselves that like they do. Like they basically can go through a dungeon alone and like fight a shit ton of monsters by themselves, like while they're hacking. And then like everyone else is just sitting there picking their ass. And
anyway,
then vice versa, when the party is doing cool shit, that guy can't do anything.
Catalyst Games is putting out a new version of Shadowrun this year.
Yeah.
And I got invited to their special. Apparently they have like a cyber cafe that they're setting up on the Gen Con floor and running 20-minute demo games inside of it. So it's like you go into it, like you're straight up
jacking into the Matrix.
Like you're Johnny Mnemonic going into the bar looking to hire that chick with the nails. Like you get to do that. I'm excited about it.
All right, well, you have fun with it.
I can hold up to 32 megabytes of information in my brain.
I believe it was 32 terabytes.
Whatever. Was it 30? It wasn't 32 terabytes. I don't even think they knew what a terabyte was in the early 90s.
I think it was megabytes.
Okay. No.
Megabyte.
32. Even when Johnny Mnemonic came out, 32 megabytes was nothing.
It might have been... It might have been gig.
It
might have been gig. Like, I could carry 6 gigs of memory.
I mean, it could have been a zettabyte. It could have been a zettabyte.
No, it wasn't. It was something that was, like, ridiculous.
Actually, wasn't it Bill Gates that was quoted saying something like, 640K is all the memory anyone would ever need?
Pretty much.
What does that guy know? He just steals things and sells them as his own.
Hey, man, he's, like, curing diseases. I have nothing wrong with Bill Gates.
He licenses them.
Mm, fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, he steals ideas, and then he goes cures plagues in the third world.
Right.
I'm pretty cool. I'm okay with that.
I would say he is the
nicest billionaire on the planet.
No, he is a very, very good real world example of the ends justify the means.
Yes.
Because his ends are to do all this shit for charity, but his means was wrecking people, getting there.
Get them, boys!
Yeah. Get them, boys! How dare you use the Windows boot up noise on your homemade MP3 player? Boop, boop, dude, the fucking helicopters just show up, grab Pat, and just smash his face into the table. They're like, don't move, scumbag!
Aside from that, I got nothing else, because I know I'm going to be talking a lot about Gen Con stuff. We're not doing a special episode after this podcast, because I got to save a little bit of the bandwidth for some Gen Con stuff if I happen to get some interviews or something like that.
My most exciting thing about Gen Con is definitely the fact that Dark Age 2nd Edition is coming.
Yeah.
Super sweet.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk a little bit about Play On having their own little contest. Oh, wait. In honor of Game On's contest, we're going to do...
Play On, sorry.
Why don't you just call them the Retro Game Review?
Retro
if
game
you're
going to
be wrong, at least be wrong in a wonderful way.
In a more accurate way.
Yeah.
Game Classy will do our own contest where we'll give away...
Game On is when we fuse.
Yes. Yeah. We'll do a... We'll give away a...
This is Game On right now.
We'll give away a Super Nintendo, which is the much better system.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, because I would keep that Super Nintendo for
myself. Because it's a much better system.
Yeah,
I would like to say about the Play On podcast Sega giveaway that... Yeah. Features the Sega Genesis, so generously donated by Steve.
And my collection.
And your game collection. And the Planet Arbitrary t-shirt. We are still looking for a winner. We have entries. We're getting close. But that is still up for grabs.
Well,
so if you'd like to win it.
The question is who was the first celebrity guest? And the answer is Joe from Game Classy. Because if anyone's a celebrity guest, it's Joe.
Well, you were the first guest.
Actually,
but who was the first celebrity guest?
It actually is my balls.
My balls.
My balls. This is my balls, dear. Hey.
But if you know the answer, if you do listen to all the podcasts on Planet Arbitrary.
I mean, and you get some decent celebrity guests on there. Like
we've managed to. We've gotten lucky.
You got Bruce Boxley. I don't even think I could name a celebrity guest that I'd want on Game Classy.
Gary Gygax.
Well, the corpse of Gary Gygax.
the corpse of Gary. Dude, he's just a demi-lich. He would suck our souls into the gems in his teeth. We're done.
I was thinking, I'd like to have Will Wheaton just to call him out, put him on the table for his crimes against gaming. But that's about it.
I could suplex Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
But you ask him a bunch of questions in rapid fire fashion, and then before he can answer, I'll suplex him into a table.
Maybe get Felicia Day on to question her celebrity. Just like, why are you famous again? Eh, you shouldn't be famous.
Because she's
that.
Moderately attractive and somewhat nerdy.
Yeah.
There you go. You want to know the answer? She's moderately attractive and does nerdy things. So a bunch of nerdy virgin guys are like, Felicia Day.
Where's my Felicia Day PVC figure?
Yeah, they've got the PVC figure of Felicia Day, and they're just spanking it like, yeah.
No, it's just a Barbie doll with red hair that they've written Felicia on her chest.
Right, fair. The my size Barbie. Yeah. Yo, you're just my size. Yeah, that's why. That's why she's famous.
I know, but I can't.
I solved the mystery for you.
But there's no game designers or anything that I'd like to talk to. Maybe some of the old school D&D guys, like the guys who really.
All the guys I would really want to talk to are dead. they're all dead. Honestly, they're all dead.
Yeah. I know I'm going to... People have been suggesting really good games for me to go demo at Gen
Con. It'd be cool to talk to Richard Garfield, but I think he would be terrible.
What about Steve Jackson?
In an interview. Which Steve Jackson?
Both
Games Workshop Steve Jackson or Steve Jackson Games Steve Jackson?
Steve Jackson Games Steve Jackson.
He's just going to talk about Munchkin.
Get Jervis.
And I've got 7 more Munchkin expansions.
What about Jervis Johnson?
Jervis. Jervis is a cool dude. He's all right.
I talked to Jervis. What's the other guy? What about Blanche? You like Blanche?
John Blanche.
Yeah.
I like his sloppy ass paint style.
Because it matches yours.
No, dude, I'm way cleaner than John Blanche. Come on now. I don't know. If we're slinging mud here, how dare you say that my fucking work is as sloppy as John Blanche?
Speaking of painting, how about like the reaction to like the winner in Germany? The Slayer.
I saw the picture. The picture posted looked unbelievably miserable. Yeah. I was like, that's why I said Germany is the new Atlanta. I agreed with you. Like, I was like, I'm sure it looks better.
Yeah.
But that picture, unbelievably bad.
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe I could bring it up for Pat to just take a look at it.
But I don't think I'd like to talk to anybody really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to win the Sega though, send an email to info@planetarbitrary.com. Who was the first celebrity guest to be on Play On?
Nice.
So there you go. You can win Steve's Sega.
Real time, we just got a link on our Facebook page. Let's see what it says. It's about Wrath of Kings. Fuck that.
Wait, what does it say under it? He's got some words.
Up and running, not one for me, but worth a look.
That's the one with the like ridiculous titty girls.
The titty girls and the pig
guys. They had like the gigantic thunder thighs.
Yeah.
I like that. I like gigantic thunder thighs.
I'm knocking.
I want to hear that thunder clap.
But yeah, actually, if you look at the Slayer Sword winner from Germany, it's a bunch of Tyranids all swarming over.
It's totally like a fucking mess.
I don't think so. I think the composition of it is like it's fucking beautiful, and that's the reason why it won. The story that it tells.
And I love this one. The fucking the Centurion inside the fucking Grey Knight.
Anyway, well, we don't want to talk about too much of what's on the website because we're sitting here on the web.
We gotta more people listening. I mean, I assume we have more listeners than 166.
Yeah, I mean, so
get some more likes than that on the Facebook page. I'm just saying.
So we got
maybe I'll run another drive for likes, give away something else.
Yeah. I mean, we got a... But make sure that you guys do submit to past Retro Game Review podcast about what their contest was. Where do they send their entries to?
info@planetarbitrary.com. And if you forget that and you want to send in an entry, you can just go to planetarbitrary.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click Contact Us.
Ah, there you go. And then they have to enter who was the first celebrity guest. They will accept Joe from Game Classy.
No, we won't. No.
You can win some sweet Sega Genesis games and a Sega Genesis.
Yeah, and a Sega Genesis.
Including Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Yeah, including which... this is actually an exclusive announcement for Game Classy. I can announce that just recently we upgraded the Moonwalker cartridge that is included with the package. Instead of a loose Moonwalker copy, you're getting a complete in-box copy.
So, with manual.
With manual, not written in.
Put his codes in the back?
Unknown if it's the Thriller version or not.
Yeah, Steve has informed me about there's two versions of Moonwalker, one which included Thriller, one that did not. So I'm going to check both versions. If we do have a version that has Thriller in it, I will put that in the box.
You'll have to play through the entirety of level 3.
I do not care.
I don't know if you're up to the challenge.
I'm doing that for our listeners.
I don't know if you're up to the challenge.
It is kind of a shitty game.
It's fun. It's like it's fun enough.
It's more fun than most Genesis games.
The novelty is... very high.
Well, right now I'm playing a lot of Virtual Boy, so I need to take a break anyways.
Because you're getting migraines?
I'm getting headaches.
Blood's coming out of his nose.
You know, I made a mistake. I was playing Virtual Boy for about an hour before I went to sleep one night, just recently. And I got done playing. I turned it off. I shut off the light in my game room. I went downstairs, laid down in bed, and I was super sick. I was spinning. Yeah, I felt like I got off a roller coaster.
My buddy got a Virtual Boy like a long time ago, and I played it for about 10 minutes, and then I was violently throwing up. Like I didn't even get dizzy. It was the weirdest thing. I'm playing it and then suddenly I just felt nauseated.
Yeah.
And I'm just fucking barfing.
It's a weird sickness. It's not like in the pit of your stomach. It's like in the middle of your body. It's weird. It's a weird place.
So bad.
Yeah. It's a terrible system.
You know what never causes migraines like that or sickness like that? Tabletop games.
Nope.
Yep.
Just saying, brah.
I don't know, those Centurions can make you a little nauseous looking at them.
Oh, and I'm going to have another round of sweet, sweet eBay auctions going out.
Woo!
I'm going to have a fuck ton of gaming stuff. A ton of War Machine, a ton of books, just a ton of shit going out.
All right, then.
I'm on a new cleansing routine for High Colonic. Gaming. I'm giving my gaming collection to High Colonic. I've decided that I'm going to keep the games that I care about and the games that I want to play, regardless of anything else.
Clan War?
I don't have Clan War, but I'd actually be interested in playing Clan War.
Nice. I'll play.
I don't want to collect it, but I would definitely play with you.
All right. Sweet. Well, anyway, that's about it for this week. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You could follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You could follow Steve at Game Classy, and you could follow Pat at PatBsRetroVideoGameReviews.com.
No.
Oh, no.
At Pat's Game Reviews.
At Pat's Game Reviews.
And at Play On Podcast.
And at Play On Podcast. Like our Facebook page, /GameClassy. It's not really /GameClassy. It's like game-classy.com, Tumblr, some bullshit like that. But if you type in Game Classy Podcast, I think we'll pop up. Maybe we're a page. You like us. We'll talk. After every podcast, we seem to get like 2 or 3 likes, so I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah. 2 or 3 guys.
We definitely have way more than Play On.
Yeah, you guys have a very active Facebook page. I'm jealous. I gotta say, I'm very jealous.
It's because Steve, like,
we dwell on Play On dwells on the Planet Arbitrary Facebook page, facebook.com/planetarbitrary. But but the Game Classy page is very active. You know why it is?
It's because Steve and I have learned a long time ago that the way to get people to like you is treat them like shit.
Yeah, you guys do stir up a lot of shit, and you guys do get a lot of shit in return. I did read some of the comments in the past, and Jesus God Almighty, you guys fucking.
You can't have a thin skin in the tabletop gaming world.
Nah, dude, I love it. It's fun. Yeah. I mean, it's all in good fun. Like, it's not pretty much everything I say with a grain of salt. Except for Warhammer Fantasy being terrible. That's 100% accurate.
Well, I mean, I haven't
and
seen...
And Disc Wars. Fuck Disc Wars.
I haven't seen anything like the
Alpha. I don't have the feverish hatred of Disc Wars that you do.
That's awful.
I mean, it doesn't... I looked at it and I was like, oh, okay. Like, that seems like a thing. I didn't really pay it much more mind than that.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like a cool little thing. Like, it seemed like something that would be fun to play.
By the way, I love this. We didn't even comment on it, but Surrender the Bible board game.
It's an experience. Oh, James Brandt, one of the most active members on the on the Facebook. That game looks
one of the most one of the most virulent.
Oh, absolutely.
Vitriolic. Okay.
Vitriolic, virulent, vivacious. There's no V word for poster.
And you can also listen, subscribe to
Vicar.
Us. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Game Classy Podcast, all on one page. We're on Stitcher Radio now, so that's nice.
The fuck is Stitcher Radio?
Oh, you guys are on Stitcher? Game Classy's on Stitcher?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Welcome to the family.
I don't really know what
Stitcher
that means.
Family.
What the fuck is Stitcher?
It's another podcasting app. Yeah.
You know, I wish Discotron was two-player. So I could fucking destroy you in it.
Anyway.
I would crush you, bro.
Also, subscribe to the Planet Arbitrary podcast feed, which gives you 3 podcasts. You get Play On. You get Comic Book Logic and Vinyl Exams. And hopefully me and Kevin will be recording another Vinyl Exam soon because he's back from his little honeymoon. And so for the last word this week is actually going to go to me. I'm going to give it to myself. And I'm going to say, hey, Pat, remember when I told you about the Wii U being sucky? I will stand by that for the rest of my life and just gloat over you how much I've told you so, I told you so, I told you so.
You can spray paint it on my headstone.
I'm going to put it. Supporter of Wii U, Pat was wrong.
Joe's just in the hospital on life support, like, no, I have to outlast Pat B.
Oh, you're a huge fan of the Wii U?
No, but he was so excited about it when it was announced.
Yeah. Oh,
and then he crushed my dreams.
Pat comes into the podcast, he's like, the Wii U got excited. And I'm like, it's going to suck.
You know,
I pulled a Steve on him.
The most offensive thing about the Wii U has nothing to do with the Wii U. It has to do with the fucking Bayonetta 2. Because Bayonetta 2 is a fucking Wii U exclusive.
And it's a shitty first game, so why should the second game
be better?
That game's
amazing. Your taste is terrible.
What are you even talking about? Bayonetta's awesome.
Yeah, all amazing. Right. You like Assassin's Creed, bro. Step up. So, Bayonetta 2.
Wrap it up.
Bayonetta 2 coming out on the Wii U. So all of the fans who played the first game on only PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360 can play.
6.
So
five,
also, thanks for having me on the podcast.
No problem, buddy.
2, 1.
Game Classy.